88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And gentlemen, music lovers all, sports fans as well, boys and girls, Bob Gushero, your host here for the Music of Yesteryears, 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings on KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Our opening theme was Les Brown's Band of Renown with Just Friends. Been using it for a number of years. I hope to continue to use it for a few years down the road. But we're going to highlight the program this evening with some files that I was able to uncover just recently. And I ran across a misfile CD that Carl Fontenot, our chief engineer, had given me a copy of a jam session that we had here at the station several years ago. I'm going to play a couple of numbers out of that for you a little later on in the show. It's not quite the quality that you hear from the Les Brown Band or from Erskine Hawkins or from Chet Baker, who fill in the other parts of the program for us this evening. But nevertheless, it was something that we did. I think we did a couple of them several years ago. Probably going to do it again for long. But I think you might get a kick out of hearing some local musicians having a little jam session here at KRBS in the studio. We're going to start out with Les Brown and his big band orchestra, Band of Renown, as he calls it. The LP is Direct. Les Brown goes direct to disc. I played some of this music for you on the show a week or two ago, perhaps a month or two ago. Going to start out this evening with the music Tickle Toe. That's by Lester Young. It's a big band jump arrangement, jazzy number. Then we're going to hear Duke Ellington's Satin Doll. And then we're going to hear Fly Me to the Moon, Bart Howard's great number. And then we're going to hear Gonna Fly Now. That's the Rocky theme. And it was done by Bill Conti, composed that and wrote it and used it many years ago. But this is the Les Brown Big Band Orchestra, and it says it goes direct to disc. It was recorded back in July of 77, and as I said before, Les Brown was a favorite band of mine as I was a kid growing up, listening to all of this great music that I've enjoyed through the years. And I hope you'll enjoy it with me this evening. Going to start out again now with Tickle Toe. And then you'll hear Satin Doll, Fly Me to the Moon, and Gonna Fly Now, all with the Les Brown Band on the music of yesteryear. Les Brown is Band of Renown with Tickle Toe on the Music of Yesteryears with Bob Gushero, your host. Next, Satin Doll, Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Bob Berto on the bass. Les Brown with Satin Doll on the music of yesteryear. Next, Fly Me to the Moon, great number by Bob Howard. Thank you. Fly Me to the Moon, Les Brown and Span of Renown. The last number on the set, this side of the LP, Gonna Fly Now, Rocky's Theme by Bill Conti. Here's Les Brown. Les Brown and his Band of Renown on the music of yesteryears with Gonna Fly Now. That's the flip side of the album entitled Les Brown and his Band of Renown goes direct to disc, D-I-S-C. And I hope that you enjoyed it. You're listening to Bob Gushereau, your host for the music of yesteryears, KRVS here in Lafayette. Public radio for all of South Louisiana and listener-supported radio for Acadiana. And as I mentioned, and we started, I had misfiled this copy of a CD that Carl Fontenot, our chief engineer, had recorded when we had a jam session here a few years ago. I'm going to play a couple numbers for you on it, then I'll mention who the players that you're going to hear on the number. First one we're going to do is going to be Bobby Troup's Route 66, or Route 66, as most people call it. Then the second number, we're going to hear A-Train. And, of course, we had that from way back with Duke Ellington's orchestra going wild and great, great hits through the years. But all the players joined in this wonderful session, and it was very kind of the studio to invite us to have a jam session here, and we had a great time doing it. These were some of my jazzy friends. Some of them play with my combo from time to time. But anyhow, we're going to start out now with Route 66 by Bobby Troup. And this is a jam session a few years ago in KRBS studio. And you're going to listen to them right now. Route 66. You're going to hear a Hammond organ, too. I think you get a kick out of that.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Best. Get your kick on Route 66.
St. Louis, to Gotham, Missouri. My city looks good, so pretty, you see. Amarillo and Gallup, Mexico. I said, back now, Arizona, don't forget what none of y'all. Again, San Bernardino, if you get hip to my kind of trip. Jack, pick my way, the highway looks the best.
Get your kick on Route 66. What'd I say? Get your kicks on Route 66. One more time. Get your kicks on Route 66.
All right, that was a Route 66 number at a jam session here at KRVS Studios a few years ago with some of my friends. Hope you enjoyed hearing them play. Some of the guys that were with me that day, as I recall, Dennis Garrett, Donovan Harmon, Dr. Jonathan Trigg, who's on the faculty here at UL, Mike Weaver, Paul Tassin, Rusty Gilder, Tony East, and Chet Blackstone was the guy you heard playing that Hammond organ. You're going to hear him again in just a moment. We're going to play another number. This is going to be A-Train, and we're going to feature just about all of the players in the group session that we had for the jam here at KRVS a few years ago. I think we had some pizzas after we got through blowing a little bit. But anyhow, we're going to move over now and play item number 3, I believe, on a little copy that Carl Fontenot, our engineer, caught it for us. And I missed file for a number of years, as it turned out. But Carl wanted to hear some of this stuff, he said, to put it on the air. And here we go. We're going to hear A-Train. This is the third number, I believe, on the CD. And we're going to start it for you, and I hope you'll enjoy it. This is a jam session at KRVS Studios a few years ago with Bob Gushrow and some of his friends. Thank you. So much for the A-Train with the jam session players at KRBS a few years ago. We had a nice time, had a lot of fun doing it with these guys, and we'll probably do it again. Maybe Carl will be nice enough to record some more of our music. I'm going to try and find the second session and maybe play some of those numbers on a program at a later date. But you're listening to Bob Gushereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears. 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening on KRVS, 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Public radio, of course, for all of South Louisiana. And listener supported radio for Acadiana. And all brought to you from our studios here in Burke Hall on the campus of ULL here in Lafayette. Special request from an old dance partner from the teenage canteen days back in the 40s here in Lafayette. There's a fire station now there on Johnson Street at the intersection right by the UL campus, not far from the campus, and that's where we had our teenage canteen. We're going to play a number that Erskine Hawkins and his group made famous many, many years ago. It's entitled, let's see, what have I got in there? Erskine Hawkins. Here's a Tippin' In. That's the number that we're going to play. It's by Bobby Smith. It was on a little cassette that I picked up many years ago entitled Erskine Hawkins Orchestra with the Tuxedo Junction Group. But anyhow, we're going to try and play it for you in just a moment here. And it was, well, real great. This number was recorded back in January of 45. So we were dancing to it in the late 40s. I guess I was in high school then, getting ready to graduate in 49 at Cathedral. But nevertheless, at the teenage canteen, we got to dance with all the girls from Mount Carmel, Lafayette High, and other high school areas in the high school people in our area. But nevertheless, this is one that you'll probably remember, all of you people around in those days. This is going to be Erskine Hawkins, and we're going to play Tippin' In on the Music of Yesteryear. Remember that one? Thank you. Oh, yes. Tipping in Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra. And I danced that number with a whole bunch of young ladies at that teenage canteen. It was at the intersection of St. Julian and Johnson at the fire station there today in a ballpark, I believe. But that was one of the agricultural buildings, I believe, that the people with the chamber were able to get for us. And they had the teenage canteen, and Mr. and Ms. Chicklin were our sponsors, and Mr. and Ms. O.B. Lacoste, and Mr. and Ms. Gidry, and a few other people were our chaperones. And we had great time. Had a beautiful dance floor, pool tables, ping pong tables. Had great time visiting the teenage canteen. It was open on Friday and Saturday, as I recall. And, of course, that's where I was a member of our first orchestra, Teenage Canteen Orchestra with Jimmy Hickenbottom, our leader. First orchestra I played in. That was back in the middle 40s. But now we're going to wind up the program this evening with some music by Chet Baker. Chet Baker's a trumpet guy, jazzy trumpet guy. He's also a vocalist. Not that great of a vocalist, but he does a nice job. Going to play three or four numbers for him. I think we got room for three numbers, about almost to the 45-minute point in the program. That old feeling, Brown and Fain. And this was recorded in Los Angeles back in July of 56. And the second number we're going to play is Lullaby of the Leaves. And he'll take a trumpet right on that one. And Young and Petrie, I believe it was, that recorded that one back in August. Or they wrote it, rather. And it was recorded back in August of 1954. And then with an ensemble, he's going to have a bunch of trumpets, saxes, trombones, and multi-rhythm people. We're going to do Darn That Dream. That's a great number by Jimmy Van Heusen and Ed DeLarge, and that was recorded in Los Angeles, again, back in October 26 of 1956. This is Chet Baker on the Music of Yesteryears, and we're going to start out with That Old Feeling, and we'll follow it with Lullaby of the Leaves, and with an ensemble, we'll hear Darn That Green. But here we go with Chet on his trumpet and vocalizing with That Old Feeling, number three on the CD. And the CD's title, it was copyrighted in 97, released then, is Songs for Lovers. So here we go with number three on that particular CD. Chet Baker. That old feeling. About Brown and Fain.
Saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. Thank you. romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
Chet Baker vocalizing there and playing his trumpet on some of these CDs. They give you some liner information as to who the players are. On that particular one, it was Chet, of course, on the vocal and trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Littman on drums. And as I told you before, it was recorded in Los Angeles in July of 56. Next, we're going to hear Lullaby of the Leaves by Young and Pickree. We're going to hear Russ Freeman again on piano, Carson Smith will be on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. And this was recorded live at the Tiffany Club in Los Angeles on August 10th, 54. Some of the liners on, like I say, on the CDs, they give you information. Others just show the name of the number. Sometimes they only list the composer and lyricist that goes with it. But nevertheless, we're going to play next, Lullaby of the Leaves. This is Chet Baker's CD entitled Song for Lovers. And I hope that you're enjoying it with me this evening. Bob Gushrow, your host here at KRVS for the Music Vista Years program. And we're going to dial up number, let's see, it's number 4. It's the next number in line. And we're going to play it for you right now. Lullaby of the Leaves. Thank you. Chet Baker with his combo there with Lullaby of the Leaves. Young and Pettoray recorded back a few years ago and recorded for the Chet Baker CD, Songs for Lovers. And the last number on the show this evening is going to be Darn That Dream. And this is with an ensemble. He's going to have some more trumpets, trombones, saxes, multi-rhythm, whatever. But we're going to play it for you now. It's Darn That Dream. That's the old Jimmy Van Heusen and Ed DeLonge number. And we hope that you'll enjoy it. This is Chet Baker on Songs for Lovers with Darn That Dream, number 7 on the CD. Chet Baker on Solemn with Darn That Dream. Last number on the show this evening, you're listening to Bob Gusherow, your host for the music of yesteryears. Hoping you enjoyed the program I had for you this evening. And that dipping in number there brought back some memories back on the Teenage Canteen Club back in the middle 40s. And that little Teenage Canteen band that Jimmy Higginbottom organized and I was a member of. Had great times. Rehearse and play dances on Saturday nights, and the kids would show up and dance to our music. That was a lot of fun through the years. But I hope that you will be with me again next Wednesday at 8, Music of Yesteryears. Bob Gusherow will repeat the show if you missed it this evening or couldn't stay up quite this late. We'll repeat it tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. on KRBS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. We'd like to salute our local heroes, our blood donors, giving of themselves to help others each week. And also we salute all of the veterans who gave of their time and talent to protect our freedoms to this very day. And we also salute those who serve as volunteers at the nursing homes, at the hospitals, and other places throughout our area, and the people that support and work at the Miles Perrett Cancer Center for Children and the Autism Society of Southwest Louisiana. An awful lot of great people doing an awful lot of great work. The closing theme is Too Little Time. It's by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Music by Henry Mancini for the Glenn Miller Story from years gone by. Hope that again that you enjoyed the show that I had for you this evening. Hope you'll be with me again next week. I think next week I'm going to have some of that Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Warren Covington playing a little Latin music for us. And maybe a few, one or two other numbers that we'll salute. Maybe have a female vocalist or two next week. But anyhow, we hope that you're having a good evening. I hope that you'll have a wonderful week. And I hope that everything will be well for you and that you'll be with us next Wednesday at 8. Until then, may God bless you all.
In Louisiana are sweet. I mean satsumas, Meyer lemons, red ruby grapefruits, clementines, and my favorite blood oranges. Now, folks, isn't that better than building a snowman? Join me, Chef John Fultz, and Paul Becknell of Becknell's Citrus Nursery as we talk about Louisiana citrus on Stirring It Up, coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Aloha, this is Jake Hebert reminding you to tune in every Wednesday night at 12 midnight central for Beat Current, bringing you the very best in modern music and digital witchcraft, right here on 88.7 FM KRVS, Radio Acadie.
This is KRVS.